You're listening to the Grody Podcast. Ako si Matthew. And in this episode, pag-uusapan natin ang uncertainty. Alam mo, nangyayari ang uncertainty kapag ka may isang bagay or isang sitwasyon sa buhay natin that is out of our control. When we lose control of something, when we are not able to project and imagine kung saan papunta ang isang bagay, kapag ka yung mga ina-anticipate natin gawin natin ay hindi natin makitang papunta dun sa ating desired outcome, nangyayari or dumadating yung uncertainty sa buhay natin. And I guess all of us can say that we've really gone through a period of uncertainty in life. Nakakatakot na malagay sa isang uncertain na episode or season ng buhay mo dahil it can cause you to feel paralyzed. It can cause you to feel unable to do anything with your situation. It can cause you to feel powerless. And sometimes, because we have this tendency to overthink, it can also cause us to think that we are actually of lesser value. Minsan, yung pagkakalagay natin sa uncertain situation ay nagkukos sa ating isipin na parang hindi talaga ako worth anything in this life. Uncertainty can cause us to question our self-value. And that's why I think it's so important to have a way to think about uncertain times. Alam mo, sa buhay na to, isa sa mga aasahan natin na laging dadating ay yung tinatawag na pagbabago. Sabi nga nila, the only thing certain about life is change. And change can cause us to feel uncertain. Kapag ka nagiging uncertain yung buhay, when we feel that life is uncertain, it's easy to doubt that God is really with us. Iniisip natin, talaga bang kasama ko ang Lord kung nangyayari sa akin to? Bakit to mangyayari sa akin kung nandyan ba talaga si God? No? Ito yung mga common questions natin tungkol sa uncertainty. Pero, let me tell you this, no? The same God who is with us during the good times in our life is also the God who is with us during our uncertain times. Sa Bible, makikita mo na God has always shown He doesn't abandon His children during tough times and during uncertain times. Pwede natin niyang pagkatiwalaan. Maraming nagsasabi na we live in uncertain times. And maaaring sabihin natin yan, ano, itong mga panahon na to talagang uncertain. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung sunod na mangyayari. Hindi mo alam kung saan talaga papunta yung efforts na ginagawa ng mga tao dahil parang anything can happen. And so while maybe living in uncertain times is true, maybe it's also true that we all live uncertain lives. If you really think about it, yung buhay natin, napaka-fragile niya. Yung kinalalagyan natin ngayon at yung mga nangyayari sa buhay natin is really an uncertain journey, no? Habang ang isang Christian ay merong siguradong truth kay Lord at may siguradong destiny with God, maraming mga factors sa buhay natin ang unpredictable. Anything can happen, ika nga. And sometimes, pwede nating sabihin na more often than not, we live in times and seasons that are really unclear. Yun ang nature ng journey ng buhay natin dito sa mundo. Kaya, itatanong natin, no, paano ba tayo dapat magkaroon ng perspective pagdating sa mga panahon na uncertain tayo? Maaaring meron kang questions about your health, questions about your job, your finances, questions about your children, no, or maybe your faith, or maybe someone in the circle of your friends. Clearly, life is never absent with lack of questions. Napakarami nating tanong sa buhay. And we cannot avoid this uncertainty. Pero, we can respond to uncertainty in a Christ-honoring and in a soul-profiting fashion. No? Pwede tayong mag-respond sa uncertainty in a way that honors God and in a way that benefits our soul. Isa sa mga lagi nating hinihiling or pinagpe-pray kay God kapag ka tayo ay nasa uncertain season ng buhay natin is yung clarity, no? ina-ask natin si Lord, Lord, pwede mo bang ipakita sa akin kung saan papunta to? Pwede mo ba akong bigyan ng guidance kung ano yung next ko dapat na gawin? Pwede mo bang ipakita yung ending nito para malaman ko kung worth it ito? Would you please give me clarity, Lord, no? Ganyan yung prayer natin. And maybe you've prayed that prayer before. I can say na ako, I've prayed that prayer before. Dahil I really wanted to understand the circumstances of my life when I was in a very uncertain season of life. Merong isang anecdote, ano, na meron daw isang tao na lumapit kay Mother Teresa, no? And this was a time where everything was uncertain. And this person approached Mother Teresa. And sabi ni Mother Teresa dito sa tao na to, "What can I do for you?" No? So, sabi nung lalaki, "Could you please pray for me?" And Mother Teresa asked, "What do you want me to pray for?" No? And nag-respond tong lalaki na, "Dumating ako dito kung nasan ka dahil gusto kong makahanap ng direksyon. I want to have clarity. And so would you please pray for clarity?" Sabi nitong lalaking to. And according to the story, ang sabi ni Mother Teresa, "No, I will not do that." No? And so nagulat to, itong lalaking to. And sabi nung lalaki, "Bakit?" And ang answer ni Mother Teresa, ganito, "Clarity is the last thing you are clinging to and you must let go of." No? Pero sabi nung lalaki, "Bakit ikaw? Parang alam na alam mo yung ginagawa mo. With everything that you're doing, Mother Teresa, why is it that it seems to me you always have the clarity that I want?" Sabi nitong lalaking to. And sabi ni Mother Teresa, "Wala akong clarity," sabi ni Mother Teresa. "Ang meron ako, trust." So, ang prayer ko para sa'yo, sabi ni Mother Teresa, is that you will trust God. No? Yan yung sabi ng anecdote. And I think this anecdote speaks to us pagdating sa mga ganitong pagkakataon na we are uncertain about life. Meron tayong hinihinging clarity, pero minsan di natin nakikita na yung hinihingi nating clarity can already become an idol in our life that keeps us from really trusting God. It keeps us from really stepping forward into faith, into the life that God wants us to have. Meron sa bawat isa sa atin na laging gusto ng clarity. Parte kasi yan ng ego natin. And it's a common expression ng mga insecurity natin. Ito ko malinaw. Sa likod ng desire natin to have clarity, sometimes our pride in ourselves and our insecurity about ourselves. Yung clarity can become an idol that replaces yung talagang tunay na tiwala sa Panginoon. In many ways, mas gusto natin na maintindihan lahat ng detalye sa tinatahak natin sa buhay kesa yung sa magtiwala tayo at makahanap tayo ng rest and peace sa intimacy natin with God na nag-promise na magdidirect ng steps natin sa buhay. Hindi naman talaga pre-promise ni Lord, di ba, na magbigay ng 5-year detailed plan para sa ating lahat or ng lifetime assurance plan for all of us. So, yung desire natin for clarity can sometimes be spiritually counterproductive. Kasi, it actually, parang it hacks our trust in God and our life of moment-by-moment faith and dependence on God. Sabi sa atin ng Bible, sa Psalm chapter 62, verse 8, "Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Yan ang sabi ng Psalm 62, verse 8. So, totoo nga na in times of uncertainty, instead of asking for clarity, maybe the productive way for our spiritual growth is not to ask for clarity, but rather to pour out our hearts to God. to tell Him whatever is contained in our hearts. And totoo yan, no? Whatever. If your heart is full of thanksgiving, if your heart is full of praise, then pour out your heart to God. Pero in the middle of your uncertainty, if your heart is full of worry, kung punong-puno ka ng takot, kung puno ka ng duda, at kung puno ka ng uncertainty at walang kasiguruhan sa puso mo, then you could pour out your heart still to God. Si God ang refuge natin. Hindi GPS ang Panginoon na laging magsasabi sa iyo na okay, dito ka. Okay, next, dito ka kasi ito, dun yan papunta. God is not a GPS system. And prayer is not a GPS system na magbibigay sa atin ng every detail of a turn and magbibigay sa atin ng advanced information kung ano ang maaaring ma-encounter natin at the end of each road. So, we must trust God at all times. Huwag naman sana nating i-assume na yung life na meron tayo is something that should always be sure dahil tayo ay Christian. Sa Hebrews chapter 11, mababasa mo yung Great Faith chapter. Napakasikat niyan, ano? And in this chapter, if you turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, we are reminded that trust is strongest when clarity is almost non-existent. Makikita mo yan sa Bible. Yung lakas ng pagtitiwala, yung lakas ng faith ay pinakamatindi sa mga panahon na merong uncertainty. Sa mga panahon na kumbaga parang hope is dim or plans would seem like it would fail. Kung kilala mo si Noah sa Bible, nag-build si Noah ng ark habang inaantay niya ng 120 years yung ulan na hindi dumadating. Sinabi ng Panginoon kay Sarah na magtiwala siya, na magkakaroon siya ng anak kahit sobrang tanda niya na. And si Abraham, sumunod sa Panginoon kahit na hindi naman talaga sinabi ni Lord sa kanya kung saan siya papunta. And later on, yung pre-promise na anak ng Panginoon kay Abraham, God asked him to sacrifice that son. And there was no clarity in that. Promised son, pero ia-ask for sacrifice. Itong mga story na to sa Bible, madami pa yan, no? Madami pa yan. Napakadami yan sa Bible. And when we look at the stories of people in Hebrews chapter 11, makikita yung katotohanan, and it's really something clear in Hebrews chapter 11, in the life of the people in Hebrews chapter 11. And this is the truth, kapatid. Faith flourishes when we trust God at the deepest level. Faith flourishes when we trust God at the deepest level. And when we say we trust God, kalakip nito yung willingness to let go of our insistence for clarity. Yung patuloy nating paghingi sa Panginoon na, Panginoon, pakilinaw naman. Bago ko sumunod, pakilinaw. Kailangan nating i-let go yung pag-insist na yan para mag-flourish yung faith natin. Gusto kasi natin, point by point, merong guidance mula sa Panginoon. Pero ang reminder galing sa Bible is so that we would walk in the Spirit. Lagi nating ini-insist na merong strategic plan. And even sa churches natin, ganyan mag-isip pag nagpa-plano, no? What is our strategic plan? Pero, tell you the truth, no? We're asked in the Bible, sabi ni Jesus, follow me. That's the plan. To follow me. Very simple. Gusto natin ang sagot. Gusto natin lahat ma-lay down para ma-count natin yung cost. Akala natin. Pero the Lord is telling us to trust Him not because of what we know will come our way, but because of who He is and what we know about Him. Gusto ng Panginoon magtiwala tayo sa Kanya, hindi dahil dun sa planong ilalatag niya sa harap natin. Ang gusto ng Panginoon magtiwala tayo dahil sa kung anong alam natin tungkol sa Kanya. His character, His nature, and His love for you and me. So, kapatid, as you go through uncertain days, I want you to realize that you have been given the gift of faith. Alam mo yung faith, hindi yung certainty. Faith is the most important ingredient to a life that is pleasing to God. Not certainty, it's faith. Yan ang according sa Hebrews 11 verse. So feeling mo ba you're in a fog right now? Feeling mo ba nasa nakatayo ka siguro sa field, no? Tapos hindi mo makita dahil masyadong mahamog. Hindi mo alam kung saan ka tatapak. Matagal ka na bang nandyan sa lugar na yan? Feeling mo ba itong present moment mo ay masyadong unclear, masyadong unsure? I want you to remember that God is God and God rewards those who diligently seek Him. Those who seek Him without insisting on clarity. Those who seek Him even when details are not there. God rewards those kinds of. Looking back, makikita natin na napaka-faithful at napakabuti ng Panginoon sa atin. Doon sa mga pagkakataon na hindi natin nakikitang mabuti ng Diyos, pagka binabalikan natin ngayon, we see that God has been good to us. And I want to remind you that God has not changed. Pwede ka pa rin magtiwala sa Panginoon ngayon. Kahit na ang kinalalagyan mo ngayon ay maaaring uncertain situation. And so I want to encourage you to trust the Lord in the midst of your uncertainty. And you can take heart. Dahil ayaw ng Panginoon na pagharian ka ng takot sa puso mo. Ang gusto ng Panginoon ay maghari yung faith sa buhay mo. And yung reason para magkaroon ka ng faith is that yung iniisip mong uncertainty ngayon is actually only uncertainty because you have a limited perspective. Palang uncertain yan ngayon, kapatid, dahil hindi mo nakikita lahat ng bagay. Yung future mo, yung provision mo, at yung victory mo sa buhay ay sigurado dahil anak ka ng Diyos. Kung may relationship ka sa Panginoon, lahat ng kailangan mo para ma-experience mo yung victory na nakalaan sa'yo galing sa Panginoon ay sigurado. Alam ng Panginoon, lahat. Kaya ng Panginoon, lahat. God has the knowledge, God has the power, and God has the resources. And at the same time, God has the desire to turn everything for good for those who love Him and are called by Him. Itong mga nakikita mong uncertainty is usually the points in life where you experience the most powerful God moments. And so I want you to have this heart of anticipation. If you are in a position where you feel like you are uncertain, I want to remind you, you are perfectly positioned to encounter God in that place. You are perfectly positioned to witness how God can be the God who provides, how God can be the God who protects, and how God can be the God who preserves you for the plan that He has for you. Kapatid, God will demonstrate how He is alive and real in your situation right now, however uncertain that may be. So if you are in a season of uncertainty, take heart. You are most likely experiencing what it means to have a God who acts for those who wait for Him. See you in the next episode in the Grody Podcast. God bless.